The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Kanan Lipschitz, great to have you on Chai FM again this afternoon.
I loved the song before, Sibata Sibota. I'm going to Shazam it. Thank you for broadening my musical education.
Listen, you must tune into Chai FM more often. We've got a hell of a playlist here, and in Hebrew, let me just tell you. Talking about musicians, you and I touched on Gil Ofarim and the incident in Leipzig last week. The story, though, becomes way more interesting, does it not?
Interesting and perilous. The story begins on October 5th when a singer, 39-year-old former youth idol called Gil Ofarim, shows up at the West in Leipzig. It's a consumer-level hotel. And he, according to his account, which he delivered outside that hotel that same night, he was standing there waiting to check in, but then the employee handling check-ins told him, after there was some murmurs from the line, from the queue, that he won't be serviced, he won't be checked in unless he removes his signature Star of David pendant, which he usually wears, also in concerts. And what happened there is he walked out. He opened his Instagram, he has thousands, many thousands of followers, and delivered a heart-rendering appeal, the account of what happened, and he has such a huge following that hours after this transpired, a few hundred people arrived at the West in Leipzig with signs protesting racism. This became a symbol of something much bigger, because in Germany today, you have about 2,000 anti-Semitic incidents, including many dozens of violent assaults annually. And it's a combination. It's kind of a microcosm of the European problem, because you have far right, the ever-present far right of Germany on the one side, and the Muslim newcomers from the other. And together they're gripping Jewish life, the extremists of them, gripping Jewish life in a vice, and are really limiting its ability to flourish. And this became a kind of a sign, a symbol for that. Mm. Now, fast forward, a couple of days later, the Bild am Sonntag publishes snippets of a video and some images that show Ofarim checking in without his signature Star of David pendant. And we haven't seen the whole video. We don't know exactly what happened there. But apparently the police department in Leipzig already has serious doubts. This was an unnamed source saying that they have serious doubts about what happened there. And listen, when something this big, because it totally grabbed the headlines of the German mainstream media, and when this thing checks out to be a lie, it becomes a different symbol. A symbol of the mendaciousness of 100%. Anti-Semitic reports. Yeah. And Eldad Beck, the reporter of Yisrael Hayom in Germany, just I read him on Facebook, he said, we must not underestimate what happens if Gil Ofarim turns out to have lied.
Kanan, it's a difficult situation, and I'm not quite sure that I know what to make of this myself. I did go and watch his Instagram post, and I must say he must be a superb actor, because he came across as shaken to the core and really upset. And that's hard to manufacture if you weren't feeling it for real. But I've also seen the photograph that you are talking about, and there is no Magen David visible around the neck. This is a very difficult situation. Why would one?
Right. Well, to the mix, we should add that he's also an actor. But, you know, how many of us have tucked in, even inadvertently, pendants under our shirts? We don't know what happened there. Maybe it was flipped around the back and the chain was concealed true. Behind the collar. Yeah. We don't know. We haven't seen the full video. Police have the full video, and they're examining it, but they haven't come out with a conclusion yet.
We're going to leave it there this afternoon, Kanan. I'm going to rely on you to keep us updated on developments in this story. At once, such outrage and now such nervousness. It's a very strange place to be.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Kanan. We leave it there.